worship you. I worship you. You are here, moving in our midst. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, working in this place. I worship you. I worship you. You are waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. Miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. You are here, touching every heart. I worship you. I worship.
Amen, amen. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Yes, we welcome you again to another evening. Bless
good
the Lord. Evening. Amen. Welcome again to another Bible study. It's indeed a blessing to be here and to share in this side of the vineyard. Give God thanks. There's so many other things we could have been doing, you know, but we choose intentionally to be here this evening. First of all, I want to wish you all a happy Valentine's Day, and I hope it has been going red so far, sealed with the blood. Amen. Yes. And, you know, I know in this walk of Christendom, It's a very challenging walk, and we all need each other to survive. We need to lean on each other to survive this Christian walk. It's never meant to be a lonely one by yourself, but it was meant to be a part of a community. And we are mindful of that this evening. And so we give God thanks for this opportunity that He has allowed us with. I'm so grateful. There are so many the Christian journey is such an exciting one when you know that it's not all roses, but it's up and down. So it's expected that we'll have our mountaintop experiences and our valley experiences, and know for sure that the valley experience is going to be more, because it was meant to build us up. It was meant to strengthen us. Amen. It was meant to give us stability as we journey along. So we know what to expect, that it's not going to be all bread and cheese, but sometimes it will be some hard food to digest, and know for sure that we'll become the mat, the foot mat of this world, because they're going to want to us to always turn the other cheek. Amen. They're going to always strike at us and want us to turn the other cheek. And if you don't, or if you respond any way other than that, they're going to say, then you say you're a Christian. So you're going to experience the tribulations, the persecutions. You're going to experience the name calling. You're going to experience the discomfort at times. But those are the times that we should really rejoice in, because then we get something to labor about. Then we get something to earnestly pray about. Amen. Earnestly contend for our faith. Amen. So with that, I want to welcome you all to another Bible study night. We're going to continue from where we left last week. We're going to look at yes, I think tonight we're going to be looking at how I had it here.
Become the
Yeah,
walking.
how to become the walking ark of the covenant. Amen. How to let the covenant form our life to become one with it. Amen. And before we hand over to Sister Camille, who will present, let us pray. Lord, we are grateful for your presence with us. We are not ignorant concerning the devices of the enemy. So we pray your blood covering over this platform even now. We pray, mighty God, that our minds will be alert. We pray, mighty God, that it will cause us to be spiritually sharpened, that mighty God will be able to detect every angle from where, mighty God, we will be offended anywhere or the other. We come against, mighty God, every communication barriers or every internet glitches or anything of the sort. Mighty God, we pray that the peace of God that passeth all understanding will keep our minds and our heart in tune even now. We pray for fertile soil. We pray for our speaker, that as she come, as she speak, it will be thus saith the Lord. It will strengthen us, mighty God. It will meet us at the very point of need, and we will leave here edified. We will leave here challenged. We will leave here with a new determination to walk the walk, to talk the talk, and to live the life, and to let our light so shine before men. We pray, mighty God, that your word, mighty God, will take root, and we will be stronger in you, in Jesus' mighty name. Have your way, Lord, as we tell you thanks in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Isn't it wonderful to be here once more? Are you happy to be here?
Amen.
Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. This is indeed
Amen.
a joy to be in the presence of the Lord. So, just continue to have a spirit of a spirit where you are contented. Amen. Something, a spirit where You are so ignited already, so that as the word would come, as Sister Camille would present, it will touch the very core of your being, and we will be transformed. Amen. Renewing of our minds. Amen. So without any further ado, I now hand over to Sister Camille, who will be our presenter this evening. Sister Camille, are you ready?
Bless the Lord. I greet
Amen.
you tonight, people of God, in the worthy name of Jesus. Amen. I
Bless
greet
the
you well.
Lord.
Yes, man. I
Bless
want you to
the
answer me because I
Lord.
want to know that your purse is on
Amen.
the platform. Yes, man.
Yes.
Praise
Amen.
God.
Bless the
Amen.
Lord. Amen.
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 And so, as we, Deacon would have mentioned tonight, we're going to go into becoming the walking ark. Last week we would have, I think we it's safe to say we had a good time, and the
Yes.
presence of the Lord was here, and we started looking at the Ark of the Covenant, you know, what it represents and the different parts of it and how it was used in the scriptures. And you know, tonight we're going to look at how we as believers can become the walking ark. Just bow your heads with me as I pray. Holy God, righteous, loving, kind Father. As I come before you tonight, Lord, I thank you for this opportunity, Lord God, where I can come, Lord Jesus Christ, into your presence, where we can dwell with your Holy Spirit and dig into your word. I pray tonight in the name of Jesus Christ that as we explore this topic, that the Holy Spirit of God, oh Lord God, will be here to teach us, to speak through me, that the heart of your people, Lord Jesus Christ, will receive this word with understanding and with clarity. I pray, Lord Jesus Christ, that as you use me tonight, you will allow me to become one with this word and help me, Lord God, not only to speak this word, but to live this word and to be a carrier of your presence, the Ark of the Covenant. I pray, God, that you will direct us as we go throughout tonight and we submit it into your hands and tell you thanks in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Bless the Lord. And
Amen.
so, as we go into tonight, anybody remembers anything from last week? And you want to share? I think we have about 2 minutes or a minute and a half that we can use to just recap briefly for those who were out. But I want to see how much we would have, you know, retained from last week. So is there any person who wants to share one thing or so that stood out from last week?
I can share something.
Okay, sis.
Good night again, everyone.
Night.
What did I jot down? Well, I have a bunch of stuff I
Good
jot
night,
down
sis.
in my journal. But one important takeaway for me was about my heart's posture, about how I
Amen.
must be pure inside, and I have to continually consecrate my heart before the Almighty God. So that was
Amen.
very key for me, and that was the last thing I jot down as a reminder to
Amen.
myself.
Bless the Lord. God bless
Yes.
you, Dr. Allison. Thank you.
I remember, yes, Thelma's talking.
Okay.
I remember that God speaks to us from between the cherubims, from off the top of the ark. God speaks to us
Amen.
from that point, a
Praise
sacred point,
God.
that sacred point.
Amen.
Good
That's
evening,
right.
everyone.
Good evening, Sister
Good
Grant.
evening, Sister Grant.
I remember that among the things that were said, God's holiness should not be compromised.
Bless the Lord. Amen. Amen. You are correct.
Yes, and
Praise God. Thank you.
I remember that the Ark of the Covenant can be a source of victory or a source of destruction. And I vividly
Amen.
remember the 73 men that would touched looking peep inside the Ark and were struck dead. And also remember that the Ark of the Covenant should not be used as a magic box where you know, it should not be used as a magic box where you say a abracadabra and things just happen, you know, like that. Yes, but
Yes.
he's the very present.
Amen.
Yes, amen.
Praise God. And I see Sister
Right.
Terry in the chat. All right, go ahead, Elder.
Good night, everyone.
Good
Good night.
night. I
Good night,
remember
Elder.
John is here. Inside the Ark of the Covenant is a golden pot with manna, which signifies dependence on God for provision
Aaron's rod, which is a sign of God's miracle, because it grow like it grows, has leaves and all of that overnight. The tablet of stone, which is with a commandment,
Bless the
which
Lord.
shows righteousness.
Praise God. It's a wonderful feeling when you teach and your students are able
A
to share.
recap.
Amen.
And I
Bless the Lord.
remember that Aaron's rod that budded, it symbolized life coming out of death. Let's say the resurrection.
Amen. Praise God. All
Amen.
right, Eva.
And I
All right,
remember that,
Eva.
yes, in order to touch the Ark of the Covenant, you have to come with discipline, obedience.
Amen. Praise God. All right. To God be the glory. Amen. Praise God. You did very well. Sister Terry put in the chat, the Ark of the Covenant brings judgment and favor. And Deacon Scott would have agreed with that. Therefore, it is imperative that we live consecrated lives. It represents the presence of Holy God. Sister Allison said the rod is God's authority. Praise God. And so with all of that now, I think it's safe for us to move on. Amen. And to go into how we as believers can become the Ark of the Covenant. Pat yourself on your shoulders. If I had candies, I'd give it to you. You're very good. All right. So tonight we're going to look at how to become the Ark, the walking Ark. Today, God's presence, and I'm sure we can all agree that the presence of the Lord is no longer represented in a box, right? But it is represented in us, within us, His people, through the power of the Holy Spirit. When we examine 1 Corinthians 3, verse 16, it says, "Do you not know that you are the temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwells in you?" My God, just as the Ark of God, the Ark of the Covenant, carried the presence of the Lord or represented the presence of the Lord, as believers, we are now called to carry His glory, to carry His presence, to carry His holiness, His divine authority, hallelujah, here on earth, so that wherever we go, we the presence of God, which is inside of us, will cause atmospheres to be shifted and things to fall in alignment. So when we become the ark, or we can become the ark of the covenant, that walking ark, by becoming carriers of God's presence, and not just religious titles, through religious titles like being called minister, so and so, or evangelist, or prophet, or pastor. And while I will say that, these titles, the offices through which these gifts are operate, it does carry a certain anointing, right? But when we become the Ark of the Covenant, we are pushing towards hosting the presence of the Lord more than we are leaning towards a title, if you understand me. So we're now looking towards, hosting God's presence, carrying God's presence, and we're working to that. That is our goal, rather than to achieve a title or to be referred to by a certain title. Those things will fall in place automatically. It's like a domino effect. You host the presence of the Lord, those things will automatically fall in place. Praise God. All right. The representation of the Ark of the Covenant, as it was described last week when we went through how it was constructed, it is really, it's a chest, yes, but it's a mere shadow of what God ultimately desires for us as human being, right? The physical structure of it
represents us. So you see how the ark was able to carry Aaron's rod and the tablets and also the pot of manna, and it was lined with gold. That is a representation of God's desire for us as believers. That gold that lined the inside, that represents the purity. You know, it's what God desires for us to maintain purity inside. Amen. And so we are able to host those things within us in order to become the ark. So what God desires ultimately from what his desire is for us as human beings to be the vessels that host his presence in the way that the Ark of the Covenant did. Now, becoming the ark, there are some things to consider in becoming the ark. First of all, it is not just something that we can become in and of ourselves, and it's not just something that God will do, you know, by himself. And this is what I mean. It's a partnership between God and man. And here's why I say that. It requires a willingness from us as human beings to live a certain life, a consecrated life, a sanctified life. So that's the first step, that requirement. That's the part that we have to play. You know, God is such a gentleman. He's not going to push, you know, anything on us. He gave us will, free will to choose, you know, the things that we want to be a part of, right? And so it's going to require us to be willing to surrender, to say, yes, I want to do this. Yes, I am determined that I'm going to live a consecrated and sanctified life. So that's one thing. And then once that decision is made, yes, Lord, I want to host your presence, then the empowerment comes from the Holy Spirit. All right. So it's a combination, a partnership between God and man. God brings the empowerment. Human beings bring the willingness or the availability to host the presence of the Lord. No, amen. Dying to self. Bless the Lord, minister.
Amen.
So the instruction to construct the ark was given by God himself. And we would have read it last week in Exodus. The instruction was given by God, but think about it. What if Moses was disobedient? Do you think that the ark would have been constructed?
No, no,
Mm-mm.
no.
It
No.
required participation from man, right? And so when we are here on this earth, and you know, we're going around, and we as believers, and we pray for people, and healing comes, and you know, different things begin to happen. God manifests his healing, manifests his power through us as believers. So he's not going to leave the throne and come down to do it. But if there's a willingness within our hearts and a consecration within our souls, then the Lord is going to use us to bring forth that manifestation, right? And so that's the partnership I'm referring to. God instructed Moses, but Moses had to walk in obedience. As actually somebody put it in the chat, Moses had to walk in that obedience because without that, the ark would never have been constructed, and the purpose would never have been fulfilled. So that's how we're going to become the walking ark, right? We are given instruction. We're given instruction through the word of God, right? But if we are unwilling to actively read the word and obey it and apply it to our lives, it's really going to remain ink on a page, really, right? And it's powerful in truth, yes, because the word of God is quick and sharp and powerful, yes. But if it is not practiced, then it's just ink on a paper, right? So the word will become living and effective when we as believers read that word, embrace that word, and walks it out in faith and obedience to what God has commanded us to do. So then we will become the walking ark. Right? So, that's the first step in becoming the walking ark. We must cooperate with the Holy Spirit and demonstrate a readiness to be led. Cooperate with the Holy Spirit, reading the Word of God, surrendering our lives, consecrating our lives and saying, yes, Lord, I am ready. How many of us are ready? How many of us are ready? Ready to live a consecrated life? Ready to say,
Yes, amen.
but I'm putting down everything else. I'm committing myself. I'm aligning my life to your will. I am ready. It's
Oh
only
God,
through that partnership
Jesus.
that we will experience that empowerment and we will become true carriers of his presence. Amen. Are you with me?
Amen.
Yes, amen.
Bless the Lord. Is there anyone who wants to share, wants to say and make any comments, or should I keep going?
Keep going, keep
Keep
going,
going.
keep going,
Bless the Lord.
keep
All
going.
right. So, like I said, becoming the ark requires consecration and obedience. Just as the ark was made to God's exact instructions and it could not be handled casually, as believers, if we're going to be that walking ark, we must live a life of consecration and obedience, right? We must live a life that is set apart for God. Repentance and cleansing are foundational. You know, we go back to those things every day. It's something that it's recurring. You know, we're always going in repentance, always asking God for that cleansing. And 2 Timothy 2, verses 20 to 21, it reads, "But in a great house, there are not only vessels of gold and silver, but also of wood and clay, some for honor and some for dishonor. Therefore, if anyone cleanses himself from the latter, he will be a vessel for honor, sanctified and useful for the master, prepared for every good work." This is what the word of the Lord says. If we cleanse ourselves, we cleanse ourselves from the dishonor, then we are going to become vessels of honor, sanctified and useful to the master. Because the Lord, remember last week we talked about the holiness of God and how he dwells. You know, there's no compromise as it relates to his holiness, right? Where he dwells is where holiness is entertained. And so if we're going to carry his presence within us, within our hearts, holiness must be entertained. Reverence must be practiced. Amen. And so that's how we're going to become vessels of honor. And as Sister Allison would have said earlier, you know, the heart is the posture of the heart is that determining, you know, factor of the dimension of the presence of God that we carry. So a person who is consecrated, who lives a sanctified life will be able to host the presence of the Lord, and there will be a manifestation. The presence of God can't hide, you know, the glory of God cannot be hidden. So if you are a carrier, wherever you go, even without speaking, even without, you know, having to show it will be reflected. The light of God will be shining through us as
Amen.
believers. But it is
Amen.
dependent on the posture of our hearts. So, yes,
Amen.
God requires a heart whose posture is sanctified and stands in holiness and consecration. And so that means there are some conversations that we can't have anymore. You see, when we go into a season of consecration, there are some conversations, and you know, you might mean well, even in the conversation, you might mean well. But last week we would have read that, what's his name? In 2 Samuel chapter 6, the gentleman that touched the ark,
Oh,
Uzzah.
there's a buzzer, buzzer.
Right. He had pure intention. He was traveling, you know, and the ark was in whatever they were traveling in, and tilt, like it had go fall and catch him, I try catch the ark so that it doesn't fall and hit the ground. But guess what? The Bible says the anger of God kindled against him. So even with a good intention, we still,
My
if we
God.
do things outside of God's will for us, even when the motive is pure, you can still, because it's still disobedience. It's still disobedience, even if your intention is good. And so some conversations, we're going to have to just shut them down. in a respectful way. We can't entertain it anymore because guess what? We are now in our season of consecration. And you know, it's a season that never ends, really. Consecration is a season that never ends. It continues, right? And so we shut it down. Certain tendencies, certain little things that we will need to do, we used to do, we can't do it no more because some things. I was talking to a friend today and I was saying to her that, you know, when we like no, you know, I feel ushered into a season of consecration. And we have to be cognizant of the fact that because the Lord ushered us into a season of consecration, the enemy is going to come with distraction because his job is to ensure that is to oppose God. If God says left, the enemy says right. So if God says consecration, he's going to come now with some little ism, schism, some little, you know, things that is supposed to contaminate us, contaminate our consecration. And if we are going to maintain it, then we are going to have to be vigilant. We're going to have to be alert. We're going to have to ask the Lord to open our eyes that we can see it and shut it down. We must be deliberate and intentional. Amen. Even like I said, if the motive is pure, you know, we have to ensure that we are not distracted because distractions will contaminate our consecration.
Amen.
Praise God. So there were three items that were in the ark. Elder Edwards would have mentioned them again tonight. It had the tablets of the law, it had Aaron's rod that budded, and it had manna. And these three things symbolize what we as believers should carry within us in order to be the walking ark. And the first one is the tablet that we're going to look at. The tablet is compared to the word of God in believers. Yes, as his, Minister Lynette put it, yes, the laws were written on it. And so the tablet represents the word. The word of God, the Bible, believers, is like an instruction manual for us as believers. Listen, I did not know that there were everything what you can think of in the Bible. And
Amen,
I
amen,
didn't.
amen.
I didn't know until the Holy Spirit sent me into the book of Proverbs some things that I learned. And I was in that book 6 months and I couldn't. It's just
My God.
immediately, it fleshy. You can't exhaust it. 6 months I was in the book of Proverbs. And that's when I realized I'm like, oh my God, is there anything that is not in the Bible? No. And so it's like an instruction manual for us as believers. And so if
Amen.
we are going to become that walking ark, hosting God's presence, we must dwell richly in the word of God. We must adhere to in the instructions that God gives. The word must be written on the tablets of our hearts. Thank you, minister. There must be a desire within us, and it's not just reading the word. It's not just, oh, and you're able to quote scripture. You have some people where my God, they can't tell you where it's going. They can't
Yes.
reel off of them tongue. You
Oh, God.
understand? And nothing is wrong with that. We need to know the word.
Yes.
But more importantly than knowing the word, we need to
Into
live the
practice.
word.
Yes, amen.
Yes, we need to put it into practice. We can't just be hearers of the word or
Not doing.
reciters of the word and not doers of the word,
Amen.
right? And so we must read the word with understanding and walk in obedience to that word. Without adhering to the word of God, we will not be able to host the glory of God.
Amen.
Amen. And so Psalm 138, verse 2 says, I will worship towards thy holy temple and praise thy name for thy loving kindness, for thy truth, and for thy truth. For thou hast magnified thy word above thy name. And so when we know the word and we live the word and the word of God is within us, it's written on the table of our heart. It said the word of God says God is going to magnify his word. Another translation says honor his word above his name, right? And so we have to be that house for the word of God and not just through recital, but it should be demonstrated in our actions. Amen.
Yes, amen.
Praise God.
So the scripture that I just read explains that God honors his word above his name. And as such, if we are obedient to his word, he is going to use us as vessels of honor, right? So just as the ark carried God's presence, a life that is lived by the word of God becomes a vessel of honor, a vessel that houses the glory of God. It must be, we must dwell in the word, it must be adhered to, and it must be done, as Sister Grant would have said earlier, without compromise. This, and the thing about the word is, you know, it says this, and whatever the word says, how do I put it? Help me, Holy Spirit. There's no compromise as it relates to the word of God. Is that are you going to do what the word of God says, or are you not doing it? There's no in between, there's no middle ground. So the Bible clearly outlines certain things and you adhere to it. All right? And that's how we're going to become hosts for the presence of God. The word of God also represents authority. We know that the word of God is quick and sharp and powerful. The word says powerful. So it carries power. It carries a certain authority, right? When we become the walking ark, knowing and adhering to the word, so the word is in us and we're being obedient to the word, we are now able to release the word with divine authority. So we can speak to some situations because this is what the word of God says. And when it comes, because we're living in alignment to what the word says, it comes out with a certain authority. Amen. And so we're able, situations will shift in Jesus' name. And because we're now carrying the presence of God. Amen. And so we persons around us are feeling sick. As the walking ark, the word of God is within me. The word of God says, I am the Lord that healeth thee. I am the Lord your healer. I sent my word and heal your disease. And so we speak that word. And because there's no compromise within me, my heart is pure. The power of the presence of God is within me. The word is now released with authority. It goes out and it accomplishes what it was sent to accomplish. Amen. Praise God.
Amen, amen,
Are we
amen.
flowing tonight?
Yes,
Yes, sis.
amen.
Bless the Lord.
Bless the
Amen.
Lord. So we must know the word and we must live the word. The second thing that was in the Ark of the Covenant was Aaron's rod.
Yes.
And, you know, we talked about it last week, how the rod that was cut off from root, you know, and was
Yes.
dry up,
Drastic.
placed.
Yes.
Yes. Yes, was placed right in front of the ark, and by the next day it budded, it blossomed, and it bore fruit that was edible. You know,
My
you were
God.
able to, almonds
Hallelujah.
were there, you know, and so that was in it. It symbolizes the resurrection power of Almighty God. And but when we look at it in terms of how we become the walking ark, the Aaron's rod in that manner in our lives represents priesthood, right? Revealed through a life fully surrendered and submitted to God, right? When Aaron was chosen as priest, and I know that we know this story, when he was chosen, you know, to represent one of the tribes, some of the Israelites murmured and, you know, they questioned his appointment. But God confirmed his choice by causing Aaron's rod to bud, blossom, and produce almonds, as we looked at last week, found in Numbers 17, verse 8. The rod was placed in the ark as a lasting reminder that true priesthood comes from God and is shown through obedience, prayer, and devotion. So for us to become the walking ark now, that rod represents prayer in our lives. Right? We must be submitted to God through prayer. We must live a life that is rooted and grounded in prayer. Prayer should become the hallmark of our lives. When we look at Matthew, and I'm asking somebody to find it and read it, Matthew chapter 21, I want you to read verses 12 and 13. Matthew
21, 12 and 13.
Okay, we got St. Matthew 21, verse 12 and 13. And Jesus went into the temple of God and cast out all them that sold and bought in the temple and overthrown the tables of the money changers and the seats of them that sold doves. And he said to them, It is written, My house shall be called the house of prayer, but ye have made it a den of thieves.
Thank you so much, Deacon. And that's the focus. I want us to look at verse 13. And said unto them, It is written, My house shall be called a house of
Of
prayer,
prayer,
but ye have made it a
a
den
den
of
of
thieves.
thieves.
Now, when we look at Corinthians, that we would have looked at, we've been going through 1 Corinthians, it says that our bodies are the temple.
Of the
If
living
our
God.
bodies are the temple, it means temple house things, right? In the
Yes.
inside the temple, exactly. So as believers, for our bodies to be the temple, to host the presence of God, then it must be
Within.
a house of prayer. That's
Yes.
what the word of God says. My house shall be called a house of prayer. Right? We must commit to praying. The clause, the ending clause says, But ye have made it
It
a
a
den
day
of
of
thieves.
thieves.
And this is the reality, people of God. We're either going to be a house, is one or the other. As I was saying earlier, there's no middle ground, no compromise. Is either we're going to be a house of prayer or we're going to be a den of thieves. And
Hallelujah.
so, if we're not, it's
My
true,
God.
if we're not
Oh God.
praying, if we're not staying prayed up, if we're not intentional with spending time in prayer to God, then we are opened to the enemy. The
Amen.
enemy going come and him going rob us of our inheritance. But den of thieves, you know, you're going to make it a den of thieves. It's going to house the enemy because the enemy is a thief. You understand? So when we fail to pray, we're becoming a den of thieves, and the greatest thief we know is Satan. The word of God says he comes to do what? To
Heal and
steal,
destroy.
kill,
Heal
and
and destroy.
destroy. He
Oh
wants to
God.
steal our
Hallelujah.
authority. He wants to steal our gifts. He wants to steal
Destroy.
purpose.
Yes.
My God, there's so many things. He wants to steal peace. And so him come with worry. And you know the thing about
War.
it is,
Yes.
everything that Satan comes to steal, him bring something to replace it. So him come to take your peace, him bring worries, him bring war. Him come to steal your joy, him bring sadness. You know, in comfort to steal a gift, in allow you to use it to do something else, wanna bring God no glory.
No glory.
You know, and so he comes to steal. I don't know about you tonight, but I'm challenged because I refuse to make no devil from hell to come inside this temple that God has given me to come rob me, to come dwell there so that I become a den of thieves. The
My
blood of
God,
Jesus is against
oh
Satan.
Jesus,
We refuse to. And so I am intentional in praying. I am intentional in ensuring that
Resist the
I
devil.
spend time in
Resist the
prayer.
devil. Thank you, Jesus. And
Thank
he
you. Resist
resist
the
the
devil.
devil. Yes, and he flee from you.
Exactly.
Amen.
And the thing is, like I would have said over and over and over, there's no middle ground. So
None.
if you're praying now and again and you don't entertain the
No
presence, it's
longer.
still going to become a den of thieves. Because
Hey.
when people come at your house and you treat them nice and you invite them, then come back. But when they come and you say no space, and they not come back. So when the enemy come, as Sister Thelma said, we have to resist him. There's no space here for you. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. You know, and then he will leave and not return. Resist the devil and he will flee, is what the
From
word of
you.
God says.
Amen.
Amen. And so the thieves will come. The thieves will come. Demonic oppression, sickness, where your doctor can't find out what happened. All of
Oh,
these things, they're going to come. And when them come and them get you, them I'll call them friends to come too. The demonic forces. And before you know, it's a party. The word fulfill a den of thieves inside of you. You
Jesus.
know? And
Oh God.
so
Oh
we have
God.
to be praying. We must be praying. And I don't mean you get up in the morning and you say, Lord, I thank you for waking me up and, you know, and
Yes.
a little prayer. And then you're
That has to
gone
be
for
right.
work and you're, Lord, bless this food and you eat and you come home. God, I thank you for keeping me throughout the day. And I pray that you will cover me.
Have
And
to
you're
be
gone. And you,
going
no,
and
no, no.
going.
It has to be ongoing. Yes.
That should be ongoing.
There's just something about prayer. You know, when we become that house of prayer, for something to be called a house of prayer, for something to be called a house of anything, it means that that thing is consistently happening there, right? When we become that house of fire, what happens to us, the house of prayer? It ignites a fire within us, and it
Yes.
causes every external forces to be set ablaze. That, you remember, we talked about the gold on the inside of us, you know, the gold and how the gold got through fire to be purified. And if the gold is lining our inside, like the Ark of the Covenant, it needs fire to constantly be burning in there. What fire does, everything that was hidden, it fire causes to be exposed.
Holy.
When we look at Acts chapter 28, in Acts chapter 28, Paul and the others were shipwrecked. I don't know if you remember that story.
Yes.
And they came out and they gathered some wood and they
Oh,
were going
yes.
to
Oh,
make a fire
yes.
to keep
Yes.
them warm.
Yes.
And the snake was there, you know, and the snake was in the wood. Paul didn't see it,
Yes.
but the snake was hidden there. And the snake stayed there and Paul, you know, when the snake come out, when did the snake come out?
When the burning
When the
fire,
fire started.
when the
When the
fire
fire
exactly.
start.
When the fire start. And so if we are believers and we have that fire within us, nothing can be in
Nothing
hiding.
can. Amen.
So you see that little,
My
the little
God.
offense where somebody says something, you take offense and you start to have a little bitterness, the fire of God is going to purge you, burn it out, and before you know it, you know, you brush it off and you're gone in Jesus'
Amen.
name.
Amen.
You know, when sickness try to come upon you and you feel
Jesus.
the headache, and you say, how me feel so, and you rest your hand and you say, in the name of Jesus, I command you to go.
My
Just
God.
friend, you're
My
sending
God.
away the headache, you're gone.
Hallelujah. Yes.
Because the fire of God is
Oh
burning
God,
within us.
Jesus.
It's so mighty that nothing can stay in hiding.
Oh God.
Jesus, nothing can stay in, everything must be exposed and removed
Jesus.
when that fire is within us. But if we are going to have that fire, you know, a fire stay, you have to constantly put wood, you have to constantly have funny, you have to constantly, you can't expect that the water would pour on the fire and it would still be burning. You have to maintain that fire through prayer. Just like you would throw the gasoline or the kerosene on the fire to keep it. And sometimes when you're cooking on wood fire, I grew up cooking on wood fire. And sometimes when the wood would burn and you know it it's like the heart and like it have burned down and appear ash, you have to push up back the wood them, push them in properly and
Together,
blow or
yes,
fan it,
yes.
you know, you fan it so that the fire blazes up again. And so it's the same thing with us. There's some days that we're going to be motivated to want to pray. And we just get up and we go to our prayer spot and we just pray and pray and pray. But there are going to be some days that it's going to be hard. It's
Hard.
going to be hard.
Oh
But
yes, oh
if
yes,
we
oh
are
yes.
going to maintain the fire, we have to push up the
Push,
wood to the heart.
yes,
Yes.
push.
Yes.
Amen.
Push, pray until something happens.
Yes.
So we have to know that, listen, it's not just a feeling. Being saved is not a feeling, it's a decision. And so I am saved. So Camille, you know I'm prayer. Spirit, you know I'm prayer. Miss sorry for you. I need to go and pray because I am saved. I'm making that decision to go and pray. It's not based on how I feel. So I put that aside in Jesus' name. I don't know if it's ever happened to you. You just feel so down and you
Oh,
can't even go to
by
the
all the
community.
time, yeah.
But if you ever push through, I promise you, sometimes the sweetest prayer them pray. And when you're done and you come out, my God, you feel so empowered. You feel like, me don't know, excited, like you're in a boxing ring. My God. And that's what the presence of the Lord does. And if we carry him inside of us, we will, you know, be able to entertain him through prayer.
Amen.
Keep him there through prayer. All right, go ahead, Deacon.
Yes, sis, I just wanted to share that sometimes it's to clean out the ashes from out of the fire pit as well, so you can get a better fire from it. You
It's
know,
true.
sometimes you have to trim the lamp so we can get it burning brighter. Trim the lamp and clean the shade. You know, so yes, sometimes we have old stuff that we continue to bring on the altar that, you
My
know,
God.
that dampen it. So we, as you push up the wood to get a bigger fire, we have to mindful to clear out the ashes, the
Amen.
old ashes from
Amen.
yesteryear, from
Amen.
off that altar. Just like when you're cooking on the wooden
Amen.
fire, you know, in order for us to cook the other day, we have to clean out the fire pit,
Amen.
not the old ash. You know, the dead coal, remove the dead coal from
Oh
it so
God.
we can so it can burn brighter.
Amen. Amen. I
Prayers.
agree. I agree 100%. You know, sometimes that is what is stopping it. And so that brings us back, Deacon, to the consecration. Because you're going to put up, the elder put it in the chat. You're going to put down some things, you know, and put down some things. No. Pray about it. Release
Sister
it from
Camille.
your heart. Release it from your spirit and move forward in Jesus' name.
Sister Camille,
Go ahead, sis.
it means that anything that is preventing you from praying, you have to confess it.
Come on now.
Because there are sometimes you have sin that
My
is
God.
in like lurking
It's
within your
sin.
heart, and you have to confess it to get that opening.
Amen. I agree 100%. And you see, it comes back to the consecration. Yeah. Confess it to the Lord. This is what is happening. My heart is overwhelmed because something happened on the job today, God. Are you sitting with it? Put it to the Lord. You know,
Take it
don't
to the Lord
hoard that feeling.
in prayer. Take it to the Lord in prayer.
Amen. You know, you ever have one of those moments when you say, oh my God, like you got a revelation. That's what happened to me. A few months ago, when I was singing that song, Sister Thelma, that says, take it to the Lord in prayer.
Oh, yes. What a
Oh,
friend we
it is
have in
the part that
Jesus.
says,
What a friend
what
we
a
have in
friend we have.
Jesus. Is it?
Yes, but the part that says, oh, what needless pain we
Pain we
wear,
bear,
all
loss
because
which we
we
do
do not
not
turn.
carry.
When I hear, me say, Jesus, they look how long me I sing this song, and I didn't, and that line just ministered to me. Needless pain we bear.
Needless.
Oh God, because you're not carried to
Needless,
God.
needless,
You
needless.
know? My God. But it prayer it is necessary. It's very necessary to host the presence of the Lord. Prayer brings transformation, and I'm wrapping this up and then to do one more before I close. Prayer brings transformation in our lives. I saw a meme one day with a little baby lion. You know, look like a cat going in and say, this is how I enter the prayer room, and this is how I exit. And when it was coming through, it was a huge lion, you know, and that is how they come out. And you know, it is the same for us. I can look at myself and I can see transformation in my life since I'm more intentional in praying. Prayer brings us to a transformed, more powerful version of ourselves, and we have an instruction. And remember, the tablets represent the word of God, the instructions of God. We have an instruction from the word of God that says, men ought always to
Or to
pray
pray
and
and
not
faint
faint.
not, yeah. Not to
Yes.
faint. Pray
Right.
on.
And
Amen.
so we ought always to pray and not
Not
faint.
faint.
I was watching a presentation, and the man of God would have said, you know, we have a responsibility to make a mark in the spirit so that the forces of darkness identify us. They can say, Paul, I know. Jesus, I know.
Who are
Claudia
you?
Pierchan, I know. Sister Thelma, I know. Them can't say, who are you? Because you would have gone, you'd have been in the spirit in prayer to the point where them know you. You know, they can't ask you that. So we have that responsibility to pray. Prayer is going to birth a desire to walk in humility. And that's how we're going to host the presence of God. We must be humble. And if you're constantly at the foot of the throne, at the foot of the cross, in prayer, you're going to become humble. Amen. It says that in Isaiah 57:15, says that God dwells with those who are humble and contrite in spirit.
Yes,
Pride repels the presence of God.
but humility hosts the presence of God. And so we must be humble. Now, the third thing that was in the ark is manna,
Mana.
right? The pot of manna, the golden pot of
Sustenance.
manna. And we would have spoken last week that it represents the dependence on God, right? Daily dependence on God.
Daily, daily,
Yeah.
daily, daily.
Daily. Praise God. God's provision. The Ark of the Covenant contained manna as a reminder of God's provision for his people. After the Israelites left Egypt, God provided manna from heaven to feed them in the wilderness. And this is in Exodus
Amen.
16, between 4 and 18. And a portion of this manna is what Moses was told to place in that golden jar and put in the ark. And so this represents the lasting testimony of God's faithfulness and sustenance. How does this apply to us? To host the presence of God, we must cultivate a habit of depending on God daily, even momentarily, because daily, it's kind of big, but momentarily, with every passing moment, we're depending on God. Depending on God is essential, just as manna in the ark reminded Israel to rely on God for provision. We must depend on God daily. Turn with me to Matthew 6, verse 11. Do I have a reader? It's just one verse. Matthew 6, 11. Matthew.
Give us this day our daily bread.
Give us this day our daily bread.
Amen.
Daily bread. And
Yes.
that's an example for us. Daily reliance on God teaches us to ask God for our daily bread, acknowledging God in our need moment by moment. And it's not just when it says daily bread, it's not just limited or conclusive to just food, but trusting God for guidance.
Yes, it's
Could
limiting.
come out as well. You're depending on him daily for guidance. You're depending on him to help you with certain decisions. You're depending on him to help you to navigate your way through your finances. You're relying on God's strength rather than relying on your personal abilities, or you try to take it up in your hand and find worldly solutions, right? So, in other words, becoming the ark requires us to bring everything to the Lord in prayer. Everything to the Lord in prayer, depending on him fully to guide us in all our decision makings. Sometimes we do things, and it's after we do it, and it don't work out. That is the time we run to God
Yes,
and we try
amen.
to. Yes. But how about if before we do it, we find him, surrender to him, submit to him, and say, Lord, do I have your permission to do this? Now that is going to prevent us from having to run back to him to correct it. Because if he wants us to do it, he will give us the go ahead. And if he doesn't, we're going to know. And we it save us that trip back to him to say, God, beg you fix this for me now. It saves us time. Sometimes it saves us money. Sometimes it saves lives.
Hearty, heartache.
It saves heartache. Yes. So depending on him daily. And that requires us, if we're going to depend on the Lord, it brings us back. All of them are connected now to reading his word, knowing his promises, and knowing when to activate those promises by
Thank
faith.
Jesus.
Right? So that's how we depend on him
Thank
daily.
you, Lord.
When we live a consecrated and sanctified life, and we commit a life to genuine prayer, and we read the word of God and apply it, and we depend on God daily, we are going to become containers of the presence of God. We're going to become carriers of the presence of God. Amen. And so,
Amen.
as I wrap up, hosting the presence of God requires intimacy. So, when you start to do these things, it's going to also require you to be consistent in doing it. So it's not just you get up today and you feel, oh, I want to be the walking ark. And you pray and you read the word and you try to apply it to your life and you do it for the week. And then next week something happens and you just can't, but you just stop. No,
Okay.
it's going to require consistency.
Consistent.
Yes. It's not
Yes.
just emotional moments and just crying.
Yes.
It's
And
consistent prayer. And like
oh,
what I've
yes.
said,
Oh, yes. Oh,
sometimes
yes.
it's hard,
Yes.
but we must push through it in order to host the presence of God.
And life is not
Worship is going to become a regular
going to be
part of our routine.
hallelujah.
Devotions are not going to be just rituals anymore. Oh, me get up and me have devotion. Oh, me have devotion with my son and me send him on my bed.
I'm going, I'm
It's
going.
not ritualistic. No. You know, but there's a genuine desire to seek after God. And that's when he's going to come.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. These things are going to become a pathway to God's. Well, these things are pathways to God's dwelling place. We want him to dwell within us. We must entertain his presence. We
Agree.
must spend time in prayer, and we must be consistent in doing so. A consecrated vessel prioritizes time with God over distractions. So that, remember I said earlier, there are some conversations that we're not going to have. There are some things
Yes.
that we're not going to do. And sometimes the thing in and of itself, there's nothing wrong with it. Say you're watching a movie. There's nothing wrong with watching a movie. But when you sit down and you watch three, four, five movie, and you support prior time, come on, you know, get up, go pray, you still a watch movie. No, that's when it becomes a problem because you didn't meet, you know, and spend that time in the presence of God. And so we have to walk, we have to prioritize time with God over certain things that are set up for distraction. I want to move in next.
Life.
And I would have shared with you some time ago how my prayer time used to be at 8, and when 5 to 8, my phone would alarm. And if I'm eating dinner, I put it down and gone.
George.
You know, because it's just that time. There are times when things would happen at 8 o'clock and I can't get to do it. I'm saying, God, I can't come 8 o'clock today. Can I come 7? Let me meet with you first, and then I do that. But it's not going to be that. It's going to take the place of my time in the presence of the Lord. And
Thank
so we must be intentional.
Yes, intentional. Yes.
Yes. Amen. Praise God. When a believer walks in alignment with God's word and spirit, they become like the ark. When we walk in alignment, we become like the
Amen.
ark.
Walk
Wherever we go, God's presence brings direction,
Hallelujah.
it brings victory, and it brings, remember the ark brings victory, you know? So it
Amen.
brings
Yes,
victory. And it brings transformation. Becoming the walking ark, which is hosting the presence of God, is not an event. Oh, I did it last week. It's a lifestyle. It must be, your life must be transformed to become something that it wasn't. So just as the ark carried God's presence into cities, when we looked at the different stories last week, into battles, and allowed them to win battles, and you know. We as believers are called to carry the presence of God with us. We are in our homes. It
Art
must be demonstrated in
no
our
close
workplaces,
door
in
wherever we are,
school,
wherever.
in school, in our ministries, in
Hallelujah.
our conversations. It must be reflected everywhere. I tell you, the glory of God cannot hide, and it must be reflected in our conversations. It must be reflected on the job. It must be reflected even at the supermarket when people pass
Amen.
themselves and say,
Amen.
"No, there's an aura. There's something about you. I feel something. There's an energy," and you say, "Yes, it's the presence of God." When you put your hand close to fire, you know. You feel the heat even before the fire burning, you know. And if we are that vessel that hosts the fire of God, when we walk, man, something must happen in Jesus' name. Amen. And so if something is not happening, let us look into ourselves. I'm looking into myself. And I urge you to look into yourself. And let us see what we need to put down, what we need to shed. What we need to commit to in order that we will host the presence of the Lord. I walk up my prayer when I started teaching here in 2022 was to have the presence of God just, you know, reflect, like radiate through me. And I remember walking down the hallway one day and I saw the custodian, which is a janitor. And I said, "Good morning." And I was going and he said, "Mrs. Shand." And I turned around because I'm like, "What happened now?" And he says, "There's just something about you." And I looked at him strange because I didn't even pick up what he was talking. And he said, "Yes, there's something about you." And I said, "What do you mean?" And he says, "There's a presence that you carry." And I said, "Jesus." I went back and I said, "Thank you, Jesus, that my prayer is being answered."
Oh,
You
God.
know? And
Amen.
that's where we must be as believers. Make them look back and say, "There's something about you." It's a good time to have a conversation. That's when I found out that he's a Christian. And from time to time, we'll have conversations about the Bible and just empower each other on the job there, you know? And so if he wasn't a Christian, that would have been a good opportunity to witness to him.
Witness.
Yes. But we must work on ourselves first, maintaining that purity, maintaining that right posture with our hearts, so that when we walk, hallelujah, the environment, in the environment, atmospheres shift. Not
Change
because of our
has
personality.
to change.
You know, not because, oh, I am strong in my personality, but not because I'm strong. That's not what should command the shift. No, it's the indwelling of God's presence in my vessel. That should, so even if I don't open my mouth to speak, it should radiate. The light of God should shine through me. And so I know that it comes with a responsibility. So some things, my father would have said, there are certain things that you're not allowed to say, Camille. There are certain things that you can't do. Certain other people might be allowed to do it. You can't do it. And I'm saying it to you. As believers, there are certain things we cannot do. Yes, things happen, we get upset and we're human beings, but we can be angry, but we can't angry to the point of sinning.
I'm saying not.
You know?
Angry and
And
saying not.
nobody is perfect. And so if we're having this issue, it's something that we need to pray about. Years may I pray about that for years. And I'm growing. I'm still not there, but I'm growing.
No consecration going on.
Amen. Amen. And so I charge you today, let us fully surrender our hearts
Yes.
and life to God, allowing Him to consecrate us. Hallelujah. To make us true hosts of His presence. As we carry His presence, may we walk in obedience, in purity, in humility, in upright posture of the heart, and allow Him to shape our thoughts, our actions and our choices. May our lives, hallelujah, reflect genuine transformation. And that was one of my prayers I prayed to prepare. I said, "God, I don't want to just come and share the word. I want to be the walking word. Let it be reflected through me, not just through what I say, but let your presence radiate." Hallelujah. My God, may our lives reflect genuine transformation, proof that God does not merely dwells within us, but is actively changing our lives. Praise
Amen.
God. God bless
Amen.
you, people of God.
Amen. Amen.
Bye. Praise God. I'm going to open up to if you want to share, and then I'm going to hand over to Deacon Scott. Amen. Praise God.
Amen. Great
Hallelujah.
word.
Hallelujah.
Great word, Sister Camille.
Glory to
Bless the
God.
Lord. Bless the Lord.
Glory to God. Amen.
All
Thank
right.
you,
Deacon
Lord
Scott.
Jesus.
Over to
Glory,
you.
glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Jesus, thank you, Jesus.
Jesus,
Oh,
Jesus,
blessed be
Jesus.
your name, Lord.
Hallelujah. It's a
Hallelujah.
good
Thank
time
you,
to give
Jesus.
God some
Hallelujah.
praise. It's a good time to worship.
Glory, glory.
It's a
Amen,
good time to
amen,
give Him
amen.
glory.
Thank you,
It's a good time to
Jesus.
just bask
Amen,
in
Father.
His presence because
Hallelujah.
we could have felt His presence
Hallelujah.
here tonight, and we know
Hallelujah.
that He is
Thank
in
you,
this place.
Jesus.
We
Thank you,
know
my
that
Lord.
this God
Hallelujah.
is in this
Thank you,
place.
my
We have
Lord.
heard from Him.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
He has
Jesus.
come and made the
Hallelujah.
tabernacle bare,
Praise God,
and it's a good
Jesus.
time to just
Praise
release
God.
ourselves
Hallelujah.
in the
With your
presence of the Lord. It's
presence,
a good time to just
Jesus. Hallelujah.
release.
Be
Hallelujah.
mighty God. Thank you,
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
It's a good
Thank
time to let your
you.
hair down because the presence of the Lord is in this place. He has
Hallelujah.
spoken.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We just
Thank
give
you, Jesus.
thanks to God for using Sister Camille tonight. Indeed, if ever a time we need to be conscious of our position and our situation in Christ instead of our position in this world, it is now. If ever a time we need to understand the calling that is on our lives as Christians to be the walking covenant, the walking ark of the covenant of God. We bear God's presence. We carry God's presence with us wherever we are. And just like the 73 men that were struck down because they peep in the Ark of the Covenant, that's what will happen when we walk and the devil keep peeping up and all sort of ungodliness keep, you know, peeping up in our direction. They will struck down too because we come with power. We come with that authority. We have the authority. Amen. We are the walking ark. Hallelujah. And therefore, nobody can just touch the Lord's anointed and do his prophet no harm because we are the walking ark. We carry the very presence of Almighty God. We are powerful people because we are ignited by the Spirit of Almighty God. We are his people. Hallelujah. It's time for us to recognize that as the Ark of the Covenant that we bear, we cannot mix up with any and any old things. As Sister Camille would have pointed out, we cannot be contaminated, come out from among them.
Yes.
Yeah, we can't be entangled again with the yoke of bondage in which God has delivered us from. We are now separated. We are now consecrated. We are now walking in sanity. We have regained our ground, which was taken to us, taken from us because of disobedience. Now we have come back to the fold. Hallelujah. And we are now carriers of the presence of Almighty God. Therefore, nothing, hallelujah, can stand against us because we are the Ark of the Covenant of Almighty God. Therefore, when we place our hands, when we say bless, it will be blessing. When we say curse, it will it's be curse.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Our mouth has become now the oracle of Almighty God. When we speak the very voice and the very words of God. The same
Hallelujah.
Words that could say, let me be. And
Hallelujah.
We can now speak
Hallelujah.
Those words. We can say, be ye healed. We can say,
yes,
we can say, Satan the Lord rebuke you. Hallelujah.
Glory.
Because we are now the Ark of the Covenant. One of the things that stuck out to me
oh,
when that Sister Camille that bring forth, she say, being the Ark is not an event, but it is a lifestyle.
Jesus.
It's not a one-time thing. It's a lifestyle. It's a sanctification journey. It's not a one-time. It's not just high up now. And then tomorrow you're going back down in your pity party and going back down flat, not recognizing that you're the Ark of the Covenant.
Jesus.
It requires intimacy with consistence.
Thank you, Lord.
An intimate relationship with God with consistency. It's not a one-off thing. It's a consistent thing. You know, as Sister Camille was sharing about, you can't be doing any and any old thing and living any and any old way, watching 3, 4, 5 movies, one behind the other, and letting your prayer time pass. I was sharing in the course of last week with a believer, and I was saying to her that I was watching a movie series, and I thought it's something that I've watched already and it entertained me. So a couple years ago, it entertained me. But now I start to watch it again because, the characters in that movie, each time I go to my prayer time, I keep seeing the characters because I'm becoming one with the movie now. And I said, no, look, not in the name of Jesus. I said, no, I'm not going to watch any more of that series because I'm now becoming one with the characters. What you watch, what you hear, what you see, you will become one with it if you're not careful.
Yeah.
You have to be separated.
Amen.
You have to, whatever things are good, whatever things are kind, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are for good report,
peace,
if there be any virtue or any praise,
yes.
Think
in
on these things in the name
Hallelujah.
Of Jesus.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Let the word of God, you understand, this message tonight is a very deep message, you know. In the Old Testament days, what was in the Ark of the Covenant of God was Aaron's rod that budded.
Mm-hmm.
It was the manna and the table, the Ten Commandments. We are now our bodies that you see here. When you look at a believer, you know, when you look in the mirror and look at yourself,
Jesus.
You are now the You are now
They
the
are.
clothing of the
Oh.
Ark of the Covenant. We are no normal people. There is provision enough that is within us. I was saying the other day, don't let your action be based on your circumstances that is external. Let it come from the deep nucleus of the Holy Spirit that is in you. Let your life spiral out and not in. Don't take the things from in the world and contaminate the Ark of the Covenant that is within you. But the Ark of the Covenant should be what is radiating from the inside out. As what Sister Camille have said, that person at school would say that there is a presence with you. The presence of God go with us because we are now the Ark of the Covenant.
Please,
Amen. Yes,
thank you,
so
Lord.
we just give that
Thank
thanks.
you,
We continue
Jesus.
to pray God's covering over you, woman of God. We
Hallelujah.
continue to bless you, bless you,
Jesus,
bless you, bless you
our
in your
Lord.
going out and in your coming in. Seal every
Jesus.
entrance, secure you
Oh,
with
God.
favor in your morning time, in your evening time, favor over your life, favor over
Please,
your job,
sir.
favor over
Jesus'
your children.
name.
I speak Jesus over you, woman
Hallelujah.
of God. I
Jesus,
anoint you with
Jesus,
oil, your
Jesus,
cup running over even now. I touch you right now, woman
Jesus,
of God, with
Hallelujah.
a blessing in the name of
Jesus.
Jesus. I declare prosperity over your
Oh,
life.
my
I
God.
declare that
Hallelujah.
anything, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, anything that the enemies
Prosper
mean
in
evil of you,
Jesus'
I
name.
bind it and I tear it down in the
Hallelujah.
name of Jesus. I seal you.
Troubles.
I
Hallelujah.
seal you,
Jesus.
man of God.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Jesus,
Glory to God.
Jesus,
Yes,
Jesus.
our
You are
Jesus.
worthy, mighty God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
You are
Thank you,
worthy, Jesus.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And so with that, I just want to
Yes, Lord.
welcome you. I welcome you. It's a very special night. Very special time that you are
Yes.
here. We give God thanks. There are so many other things that you could have been doing tonight. You could have gone and dinner date with your special one on Valentine's Day, but you choose
Oh,
to come
God,
here. You have chose to
yes.
make the sacrifice
Bless
and look
them,
what the
Jesus.
Lord
The
has done.
coppers,
Just look what the
hallelujah.
Lord has done.
Jesus.
Look what he has done.
Oh,
The
God.
sacrifice that you have made
Yes.
will make a difference in your life because a word like this is here for you to hear it. And
Jesus.
so we want to welcome anyone that is, we want to welcome you all. Give yourself a round of applause wherever you are. Just clap yourself. We are people here from different states. We are people here from Jamaica. We are people here all over the place. Just give yourself a round of applause for being
Hallelujah.
here. And we want to thank our first-time visitors that are here with us. We want you to become a part of this family as well. We want you to join up so you can get updates. Give us your number so we can add it to the list. So you can get updates and you can contribute to the group. And whenever you have a season in your life that you want us to join with you in, we can pray you through it. We can encourage you and stuff. Amen. We want to welcome Galaxy Tab A. I'm not sure who that person is. Galaxy Tab A, we welcome you. We want to welcome again, Sister Georgia. Bless God for you, Sister Georgia. Welcome, iPhone. Amen. Sister Kian. We
Gary,
bless God
Gary,
for your
yeah. No, Gary.
iPhone. That means we have Galaxy Tab, another Galaxy there that is there too. And also Sister Sandra, we are happy that you come on your own account this evening. Amen. Bless the Lord. Yes, we give God thanks. And if there's anyone else that I haven't seen your name mentioned there, Diane, yes, Sister Diane. We welcome you and we always look forward to see you, Sister Diane. We hope that this word was encouraging to you. We hope that you got something from it that
It
will
was.
strengthen you to your season.
Thank you
Amen.
so much. Thank you so much.
Amen.
It was amazing.
Amen.
I enjoyed it immensely, and I'm sure that there will be something to take away from it. Thank you so much.
Amen. See, I have all of my notes, write up my notes and everything. It's so much, to God
Yes.
be the glory. And so without any
Very much.
further ado,
Hallelujah.
yes, anyone has anything to share before I hand over to Sister Jackie, who will give us our announcements?
Good night, everybody.
Good night, Selisha.
I can share the same sentiment.
as the sister shared about, at her workplace. Because being in the US working, you have to be very knowledgeable and very cognizant of the fact that you just don't go and just push your belief in people's face. So like when I walk around, I remember one morning I was going to school and I walked from where I live to school because it's approximately 8 minutes walk. And I had my headphone over my ears and I was listening and I was singing. And then when I entered the building, there was a colleague behind me that said, "Wow, I like your singing." I said, "Wow, did you hear me? Was I so loud?" And she said, "No, you weren't loud, but I could hear you."
Oh,
and she
man.
Said, "Thank you. Thank you so much." And it's like at that time, I started speaking to her using the word. And she said, "I am a believer. I am also a believer. And I like how you, I like, as I see you, I can know that you are a Christian." I said, "Really?" I said, "Thank you, Jesus. To God be the glory." Because I was in another prayer portal. And, the task was you must always evangelize to others. You don't have to evangelize to them by going up to speak to them, but evangelize by your word, your thought, your action, how you carry yourself in the working environment, how you portray yourself, things that you do. They will know that, guess what, this person is a child of God. And so it really resonates with me, and to know that, it cemented, something in me where I said that based in my thoughts, words, and action, I must emulate the covenant of God.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Amen, Sister Alicia. Let your light so shine before men. Live Christian, live. Live a life of holiness.
Yes.
Just live, 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 live. Anyone else before Sister Jackie take over? Sister
Just to say that the gospel of Jesus Christ is in us. As we move around, one will see the gospel. You don't have to say anything.
Amen. Bless the Lord. Amen. Sister Jackie?
Amen.
Are you there?
Yes, I am. Good night, everyone.
Good night, Sister Jackie.
Good night, Sister Jackie.
Okay. Thanks, Sister Camille. That was well done. I've learned a lot. And I pray God continue to strengthen you and Brother Everton for coming, providing us weekly the words. Okay, so the reminders for tonight is, for those who were able to attend our midweek fellowship last Thursday, we had an encounter with the Blessed Holy Spirit. We were charged by our speaker, Helder Edwards, to return to the old landmark. Come on out this Thursday at 8 p.m. on this same platform for Games Night. Again, this will be hosted by our partner ministry, Prayer Portal to Heaven Ministry International, on the same Zoom link. It provides to be a blessing. Post it on your statuses and invite everyone you know. Looking forward to see you all on this Saturday, next Saturday coming, for Bible study at 8 p.m. Have a productive week, winning souls for Christ by the life you live and the words that you speak. Amen.
Amen.
So we ask
Amen.
Sister Thelma Amen. To close off in prayer and do the benediction. Thank you.
Good night, everyone.
Night.
Good night.
Good night,
Sister Thelma.
Good night.
I'm just laughing in the spirit. Thank you, Sister Camille. Very sound teaching, a clear reminder. And just today, I was thinking of the ark as it was revealed to us. And the spirit tells me that the ark is we Christians, we are the walking ark of God. We are the walking ark of God, And I just could not understand what the Spirit was saying to me. But yet, tonight, that was the topic. So that's why I
Oh,
just kept
God,
laughing.
Jesus.
I just kept laughing. I said,
Hallelujah.
it came to me today. It came to me today. And I did not understand what the Lord was saying to me. It is a topic that Sister Camille has. Isn't that good?
My God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
It came to me today. Sister Camille, it
Amen.
came to me so clear. And I did not
Jesus.
understand.
In
And I just
Jesus.
kept laughing tonight. I just
Yes.
kept laughing tonight. That is a topic tonight.
Works, praise God.
Oh God, oh God, Jesus.
The life of consecration,
My God.
is a must
Thank
when
you,
walking with
Jesus.
us. I call it heart wellness.
Oh, hallelujah.
Heart wellness. You know, she mentioned today about Proverbs. She did say something about Proverbs. And oh my God. And I always impress on people that I talk to, even my own
Proverbs.
children, to begin the Bible
Read
reading with
Proverbs.
Proverbs. Begin with Proverbs. And even my own grandchild, I said to her this week, start with Proverbs. I said to my children, start with Proverbs. And then when you finish Proverbs, go into St. John. And she just said it. She said it. She said,
Proverbs, yeah.
begin with Proverbs. Begin with Proverbs.
Wisdom, wisdom.
Begin with Proverbs. Sister Camille, God is speaking.
Thank you,
God
Jesus.
is
Amen.
speaking. Yes,
Amen.
God is speaking.
Amen.
God
Praise
is
God.
working his purpose out.
Amen.
God is working his purpose out. Thank you very much, Sister Camille. May God bless you and continue working through you as he's working right now. And you're going to
Amen.
develop more and more. I know you're
In
going to
Jesus'
develop.
name.
Yes,
Thank
when you
you,
give your
Jesus.
heart to God
Amen.
fully, as you have done, you will develop, keep developing.
In
Jesus'
Yes.
name.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you,
Steve, thank
God.
you so much,
Thank you,
Sister Stefan.
Jesus.
God
Let
bless
us
you.
pray. Let us pray. Let us pray.
Thank you, Jesus.
Eternal God, our Father,
Hallelujah.
we come to you this night as we are without one plea, and that thy blood was shed for us, and that you bid us come to thee, O Lamb of God, we do come. Thank you, O God, for who you are. So great and so mighty. Hallelujah. So awesome. So
Yes.
powerful. Thank you, O God. It's amazing who you are. The God of all comfort.
Thank you,
The God
Jesus.
who is here, there, and everywhere. The God who is from everlasting to everlasting. Precious is the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, O God. Thank you, O God, that your mercy extends to us all. We're in your presence now, Father God. We are not worthy. Lord, we are not worthy to be called
Oh
upon your
God,
name. But we
Jesus.
thank you, O God, for Calvary.
Thank you,
Yes,
Hallelujah.
Lord.
Calvary, where Jesus shed his blood for us.
Hallelujah.
We are under the blood.
Jesus,
Hallelujah. We are
hallelujah.
under the consecrated blood of
Thank
Jesus.
you, Jesus.
Thank you, O God,
Hallelujah.
for us who have
Thank
met
you,
tonight
Jesus.
to look into
Hallelujah.
your word. Thank you, Lord, for the ark that we
Amen.
carry around with us as
Oh,
Christians.
Jesus.
If we only
My
trust the mighty
God.
God,
Oh, God.
Hallelujah, we'll forever be displaying this ark of your love, this
Jesus.
ark of
Oh, God,
wisdom,
Jesus.
this ark that will get us through.
God.
Thank you, mighty God, for your greatness and your power.
Jesus.
Yes,
Thank you,
Lord.
mighty God, that you
Yes,
are so
Lord.
big,
Thank you,
and yet you
Jesus.
have descended to be so small, to be in each and
Oh,
every heart,
Jesus,
Jesus.
to be
Almighty
God.
living on the heart of our souls, my God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh,
Thank you,
Jesus.
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We cannot thank you enough. We have not
Hallelujah.
words to
Oh,
praise you.
Jesus.
All our righteousness, oh God, is as filthy rags.
Mighty God,
There is
Jesus.
nothing we can do, oh God, to appease your wrath. But Jesus, hallelujah, we can come through
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Thank you,
We can
Jesus.
come through Jesus. He
Yes,
bled and died
Lord.
for us. Thank you, Lord, for these lessons that we are getting, these reminders. Thank you, Lord, for your Holy Spirit in
Jesus.
your ones, oh God, your devoted ones who have given their lives over to you. Thank you, Lord, that you move through them and you walk through them.
Yes,
Yes,
Lord.
Master God. Thank you for coming, Lord.
Oh
Thank you, oh
God,
God, for
thank you,
using her.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Yes,
oh God, that
Lord.
she's obedient to your word.
Thank you, Jesus.
Mighty God.
She has given herself to your God completely.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, oh
Jesus,
God, that she
Jesus.
has not reserved herself. She has given herself
Oh,
fully
mighty
surrendered
God.
to you, mighty God. Continue to
Yes,
use her,
Lord.
Lord.
Jesus.
Yes,
Yes, oh God,
Lord.
continue to teach her that she may teach.
Yes,
Oh,
Hallelujah.
God. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. As we
Jesus.
take the words, oh
Thank you,
God,
Jesus.
and as we walk with them, mighty God, may others see in us Christ, the very hope of glory.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you,
Jesus.
Lord. Jesus, Jesus.
Mighty
Hallelujah.
God, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Who do we have
Jesus.
on earth but you? Who do we have in heaven but you?
Heaven but thee.
Lord, if you should take
Hallelujah.
your Holy Spirit from us, where
Jesus.
should we go?
Yes, Lord.
Where
Yes,
should we go,
Lord.
oh God, to spend our long eternity?
Jesus.
Take over
Mighty
us,
God.
dear Lord. Take us, oh God, just as we are without one
One
plea.
plea. Oh,
Hallelujah.
that blood was shed for us.
Yes,
Thank you, Lord.
Lord.
And that you bid us come to thee.
Yes,
Lord.
Oh, Lamb of
My
God, we do
God.
come.
Thank you,
We do
Jesus.
come,
Yes,
oh God,
Lord.
with all our disobedient heart. Oh,
Oh,
God, with
God.
all our pride. Hallelujah.
Oh, God. Oh,
Oh, God,
God.
with all our
Mighty
Jesus,
God.
Jesus, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
All
Jesus.
our wickedness, Lord.
Oh,
Oh, God, our
God.
imperfections.
Thank you,
We
Jesus.
do
Oh, God.
come. We do come.
Oh,
Heal us,
God.
Lord. Heal us, Emmanuel. Heal us.
Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Heal us, Lord. Heal us, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you,
Yes, Lord. Yes,
Jesus.
Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank
You are
you,
with us right
Jesus.
now.
Thank you,
Yes,
Jesus.
Lord. I feel your
Jesus.
presence right now.
Hallelujah.
Oh,
Oh,
hallelujah.
God. I do not
Hallelujah.
see the others, oh God, but you see us all. Lord,
Yes,
you see
Lord.
our heart's desire.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, cleanse us from
Jesus.
all unrighteousness.
Thank you, Jesus.
Wash us, Lord, in the blood.
Hallelujah.
Mighty God.
Yes,
Hallelujah,
Lord. Yes,
Jesus.
Lord. Yes, Lord.
Yes, Jesus.
We
Oh,
come, Lord. We come,
Jesus.
Lord.
Yes,
Not in
Jesus.
our righteousness, oh Father God.
Hallelujah.
We have no righteousness of our
Jesus.
own. All of
Hallelujah.
our righteousness, oh God, is as filthy rags.
Oh,
Mighty
Jesus,
God,
mighty
cleanse
God,
us, Lord.
mighty God.
Cleanse us, Lord. Thank you,
Jesus.
Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for
Hallelujah.
those of us who are gathered here tonight, oh God.
Thank you,
It
Jesus.
is your spirit that sent us together.
Jesus.
And may
Yes,
we go
Lord.
away, oh God, as we depart from each other, Lord. Depart in your love, in
Hallelujah.
your
Yes, Lord.
peace, in your harmony.
Yes,
Yes, Lord.
Lord.
Lord, so many of us are
Thank you,
sick.
Jesus.
Thank you,
Oh God,
Jesus.
some are faint.
Oh, God.
Some are ready to die.
Oh,
Lord, know
God.
our heart's desire.
Hallelujah.
Oh, yes,
Oh,
oh Lord.
Jesus.
Come in a special way, Father God.
Yes,
Cleanse us,
Lord.
Jesus. Wash us, oh God.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
Oh,
oh God.
God. Yes, Lord.
Help us to be better
Jesus.
people. Help
Yes.
us, oh God, to be better
Hallelujah.
lovers.
Yes.
Yes,
Yes,
Lord.
Lord.
Yes, Lord. Reveal yourself in a special way, mighty God.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Take those who are sick tonight.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Jesus.
Oh, yes, oh God, those who are afflicted.
Oh, God.
Mind, body, or distress, Lord.
Oh,
Jesus.
God. Oh, God. Oh, God.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Go with
Yes,
us, Lord, to our
Lord.
several homes, to our several
Hallelujah.
situations,
Thank
oh
you.
God.
Yes,
Cover
Lord.
us, Lord. Cover
Thank
us,
you,
mighty
Jesus.
God.
Thank you,
Let me
Jesus. Thank
shine
you,
that light, oh
Jesus.
God, as you reveal
Hallelujah.
to us.
Yes,
Hallelujah.
Lord.
Thank
I
you,
pray, oh God, for the
Jesus.
situation of
Almighty God.
Thank you,
Heather,
Jesus. Yes, Lord.
Yes.
her
Mighty
illness
God.
Thank you,
Mighty God.
in all
Yes,
this
Jesus.
Oh
Yes,
God,
Jesus.
Lord, when you open the
Jesus.
door, no man
Oh,
shall enter.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Name of And when
Jesus.
you close the door, oh God, no
Yes.
man can
Yes,
open
Lord.
it.
Oh,
Hallelujah. You
God.
are the God of all creation.
Thank you,
Yes.
Jesus.
Holy and righteous is your name, Lord.
Jesus.
Lord, we pray for the situation of Vinton Jr.
In the
Yes,
name of
Lord.
Jesus.
Thank you,
Wherever he is,
Jesus.
oh God, whatever is happening in his life, mighty God,
Hallelujah.
take over.
Yes,
touch him, oh
Lord.
God, this very morning.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, thank
Lord.
you,
Yes,
Jesus.
Yes, touch him with your healing hand, Father God.
Thank you,
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Touch his heart.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Touch his mind, touch his soul. Lead him, God. Lead him to
Yes,
Calvary.
Lord. Thank
and
you,
all
Jesus.
others, oh God, who are distressed in mind,
Oh,
body, or
Jesus.
soul, Father
Oh,
God, take
Jesus.
over. We lead them into your loving hands, oh.
Hallelujah.
Those who have not
Jesus.
Known your name.
Oh, God.
Oh, God, those who have not been to the fountain filled with blood.
Oh, oh, hallelujah.
Draw them, Lord. Draw them with your tender cords of love.
Thank yes,
you.
Lord.
Draw them, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord,
Thank
you came
you,
not
Jesus.
Call the righteous.
Of your own accord, but you came to draw sinners near,
oh, Jesus.
Near to you, Lord. Thank you, God, your work is being done.
Hallelujah.
Lord, there's no failure in you.
Mm.
There's no failure in
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Draw men, Lord. Draw men, oh Father
Jesus.
God, that may come
yes,
to your saving
Lord.
Grace and be led to glorify our Father which is in heaven.
Hallelujah.
Father, take over now.
Take over, yes. Lord.
Wash us, oh God. Put your hand yes. up. Blessing on each and every one this moment, oh yes. God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, oh God, I pray for those who have taken part.
Jesus.
We pray for Jackie.
Yes,
yes Lord. Hallelujah.
My son,
Thank you,
Everton.
Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, I will pray for Camille.
Thank you, Jesus.
And
yes,
all
Lord.
The others, mighty God.
Hallelujah.
Every other one, oh God, that is on this platform this night, oh God,
yes,
take
Lord.
Over all their situation.
Jesus.
I pray in Jesus'
Lord.
Mighty name.
Amen. Hallelujah. In
Amen.
Jesus'
Amen.
Mighty name.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
In Jesus'
Amen.
Mighty name.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Jesus. Lord.
And
Lord,
Hallelujah.
God,
thank you, Jesus.
Lord, God the Father, God the Son,
God the Holy,
God, the Holy Spirit.
Thank
Amen.
You, Jesus.
Amen.
Bless, rule,
Amen.
And abide.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Bless the Lord.
Amen.
To God be the glory.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Yes, yes, yes.
Amen.
There's a